This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, James Harrison, he was on FS1's Undisputed, and he's all about it now. Remember, he was one of the big advocates of AB here in Pittsburgh.
Also wanted Lev Bell to fake an injury.
Yes, and he had that covert sort of podcast that never came out with AB. You remember went over to
his
house?
When they tried to clown Tomlin during a press conference?
Uh-huh. But now he's changed his tune just a little bit. Here's James Harrison, FS1, Undisputed.
Right now, I think it's time for him to give it up. You know, I love AB, but right now, everything is looking real selfish, real me. And you're, Coach Tomlin used to say, you're throwing rocks at a tank right now. Hmm. At the end of the day, if the NFL, Roger Goodell, decides that a sock fine is $100,000, that's what it goes to. That's the collective bargaining agreement that they sign.
All right, a little more from Harrison.
Everything, like my mama used to say, that's done in the dark will come into the light. Yeah. Right now, I believe you're starting to see what may have been happening in the dark in Pittsburgh come into the light.
Yes! Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, the last year I wasn't there to exactly see it, but of course, he was given a lot of privileges in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
That, you know, he was allowed to do because people allowed him to do that.
Yes.
Right now, you're in a different situation. Like they say, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
4,000 cliches from James Harrison.
I'm sorry. From now on, when you speak, I'm just going to yell, yeah! Uh-huh! Yeah,
I mean, that's
like Shannon Sharp in the background.
They just have hype men on that show that just yell. It's like a guy in a rap video that doesn't really have any lines. That just yells in the back,
It's like Migos.
Yes. It's unreal. You're right. He just yelled, It's amazing.
Right?
But can James Harrison, first of all, call anyone selfish? But how about the 180 that James Harrison now has on his guy?
Oh, yeah.
This is beyond me. But he has forfeited the right, I think, to call anybody selfish. But it brings back something into focus at 412-928-9370. I like to, because we're built on legacy, we're built on what people, how they remember, we're built on tradition here in Pittsburgh. Nostalgia's a big thing, of course, you know. I don't know, like people have LB Nickel jerseys at Steeler games. What is his legacy now in Pittsburgh? Like, this is something to revisit just about every year with James Harrison. Is he forgiven? Is he somebody that walks through the parking lot? And I mean, he'll crush your skull for you. But is he somebody that you say, he's a great Pittsburgh Steeler, I love him? Or have we forgiven him yet for sleeping in meetings, for playing turncoat with the Patriots?
I mean, I haven't. As a fan of the Steelers, that's the – look, it's always a what have you done for me lately world, but it's also a what's the taste that's left in your mouth? And what the taste that's left in my mouth – regarding James Harrison as a Pittsburgh Steeler is the guy who slept in meetings and forced his way out of town and then went to New England. And as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I don't like any of that.
I think he's still there. That does
affect the way I look at him and his legacy as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Absolutely. It's a big, fat negative.
I think the half-life, what's the science term for it, a half-life or whatever, it's going to take a while before it goes away. You know, 10 years from now, maybe even five. Because if you were to... You know, you can argue at bars the greatest play in Steelers history, and he's on the list for that play in the Super Bowl at the end of the half. That's an unbelievable play, and he was a big part of those teams. So he's there, and yet, you said, Chris, recently that was just a little while ago.
But then he was a big part of this narrative driven against Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers that they'd lost control. Right?
Yeah.
He pushed that narrative when he was, in fact, part of creating it.
If they had a thing for the regular season opener at Heinz Field, and they brought people out there, not a lot, not a million of them, but five people, and they brought James Harrison out, would he get clapped or booed? I think that's a really good question.
I'm
right
not
now.
Doing either. I'd be sitting on my hands.
I think it'd be a mix.
I think, yeah, I don't know, 50-50. It's too easy to say 50-50.
You know? By the way, the greatest play in Steeler history is Tooman running down Nick Harper and allowing Ben to tackle him, just so you know.
He would have had him.
He definitely would have had him. But what would he get booed or cheered? James Harrison. I think he might get booed right now.
Well, no, I think ultimately people remember what you do on the field. And even though it's still icy right now, they'd still cheer. There'd still be
cheers. Let's ask that to people. I think it's really interesting. 412-928-9370. If they had a Jim perked up, like, you know what?
Bonus poll.
No, but if they had a ceremony right now, and let's say you brought out Rocky. Oh, he's going to get cheered.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. He's at the height of his popularity right now, probably, after this thing last night. You brought out, I don't know, Heath.
Heath.
Everybody do that. You brought out Hines. He'll get big cheers.
Yes.
Then you brought out James Harrison. You just a hodgepodge of different Steelers. What would you do? Would you cheer or would you boo? Let's talk to some fans next. 412-928-9370. You know what I forgot about TC? Somebody's reminding me on the text line. When he makes you put your rally cap on, he points to you, rally caps, let's go! He's the definition of harmless. He's the fabric of a city.
He's fun.
I bumped into TC, the vendor, yesterday. Love the dude. But I got mixed reviews on social media about
him.
I don't like that whistling. That's what people were saying. He's real. He ruins my time at the ballpark.
Really?
Are we that offended now in life?
That does he ruin your time at the ballpark?
No, there were a lot of people that was the feedback.
Come on. I think of about 6,000 other things that ruin my time at the ballpark faster than
here's another one.
A fun vendor.
He's okay, but the whistle has to go. This is what you don't get in Tampa. You don't get in Houston. You don't get in places where, in L.A., where people were born somewhere else and like move there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the fabric of a city and people that are like authentic and people.
Yeah, I've been watching TC sling beer since I was a kid.
Right. And like the first time you saw him, you're like, what is the story with that dude? Yeah. And the person you're with was like, yeah, that's just a fun guy. Like, that's a dude that sells beers down here. He's a vendor. His name's TC. He's a good time.
Remember the one time, I think it was a Steelers game, he just dumped the ice out all over his head?
Oh, yeah. I think I've told you guys before, my brother has a friend, the Weinberg boys. They live in Squirrel Hill. And the one had a bar mitzvah. They rented TC. It was a sports theme.
Oh, my God.
They rented
fantastic.
Him, and he walked around and gave out popcorn and pop and stuff like that.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, they had it at Fitzgerald Fieldhouse. And he walked around, and he was like, and passed out concessions. Like, he was himself.
That is awesome.
That is big. That is a big move. All right, but James Harrison we were talking about. So he talked about Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown... James Harrison, when James Harrison is telling you need to clean up your act,
yeah.
Like something's up. And so he said that AB needs to clean up his act. If James Harrison, though, went out on the field today, or, well, let's say the home opener, and was there and was being honored amongst a bunch of Steelers,
okay.
Would you boo him or would you cheer him? That's the question on the table. Chaz in Uniontown. Chaz, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to let you know you got me off the show, but thanks for letting me on.
Well, thank you. You make it better. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
He would definitely have like a mixture, but I think he would have more cheers than boos.
You think? What would you do?
Well, but I do. I personally like him. I mean, my personal opinion of the guy. I mean, I like him. I think what like his body of work speaks for itself. You can look at his workouts, what he posted anyway. But it shows that he worked out. He did what he had to do in the off season.
But it doesn't bother you, Chaz, the way he went out. The fact that he slept in meetings and went off to New England?
sleeping in meetings, I mean, it happens to everybody. Everybody sleeps in meetings. I mean, I wouldn't say everybody, but, I mean, you make it to that level and you're at your peak performance and you're still busting out numbers. I don't think anybody's allotted to sleep through meetings, but I think it happens more so in the league than what people make it seem.
I think he's probably right, although...
I think he slept through meetings.
Well, we got a meeting at 10 o'clock today. Guaranteed producer Matt sleeps through it. James Harrison's an interesting cat in that, you know, the sleeping through meetings, the way that he played his way out of town,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does bother me, and it should. The patent disrespect, though, and blatant disrespect, though, that I think he showed... for Tomlin and, by extension, for the Rooneys, who, for the Rooneys, one time, Mr. Rooney was unpopular in this town, and it's centered around having the back of James Harrison.
Because he stuck his neck out for James Harrison and perhaps stepped on some words.
If one person in their life should have forever walked the Steelers straight and narrow, it should have been James Harrison because of Mr. Jim, you covered that. You were around. I mean, you were in the middle of it, kind of like covering the team and down there every day. That was the one time Mr. Rooney was real unpopular.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did, but he stood up for him. And that's like, you know, it's like a lifetime, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of the right word for it, but you're right. That should be lifetime
loyalty. He owes a lifetime obligation to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He does. Because they're the ones that gave him his shot after being cut twice in other spots. After, again, like you said, Colin, the fact that Mr. Rooney stood up for him and then became a very unpopular figure for sticking up for him the way that he did at that point in time. And then to go out the way he did and to feed into that whole narrative of Mike Tomlin has no control over this team, when in reality he was one of the ones perpetuating that myth by his own actions inside the facility.
Oh, by the way, we got a call, and we can't get to it right now. We're up against it. But we got a call from a guy named Scott, and maybe we'll get it at the other side of the hour, from Worcester, Mass. And producer Matt, guess it, he puts in there, W-O-O-S-T-E-R. Does this make you mad, Jim?
No.
All right. Could you want to explain to him how you spell Worcester, Mass?
W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. Worcester.
Worcester.
Well, then they should pronounce it Worcester, then.
They should.
Or spell it W-O-O-S-T-A.
Okay. Isn't the Assumption College, the famed Assumption College, is in Worcester,
Mass?
Well,
I'll tell you where else. So is Ray Fittipaldo spent a lot of time.
Yeah, Holy Cross.
Yes.
Is it the College
of the Holy Cross?
And doesn't what's the former point guard of the Boston Celtics,
Bob Cousy?
Yes, is from Worcester, Mass.
The College of the
Worcester,
Holy Cross.
Yes, I think he still lives in Worcester, Mass. If I'm not mistaken,
I believe he does. Yeah.
Didn't you go to the basketball camps, the Bob Cousy basketball camp?
I did go to Bob Cousy's basketball camp.
Were they in Worcester, Mass?
No, they were in Pittsfield, New Hampshire.
Oh, pardon
camp
me.
Camp Greylag.
How did you do there?
I wasn't very good.
Okay, tell me more.
That's about it.
Not much else to tell.
Is it all point guards, or was it everybody?
No, it was just a bunch of kids. In fact, it wasn't even all completely basketball.
Oh.
There were some guys that just weren't any good. Their parents just shipped them up there to get rid of them. It was
biographical,
it was
at this point, or what?
It was fun.
Okay. You had a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Did they sell cigarettes?
No.
Did you sneak off and smoke cigarettes?
I can't say that I did. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Man, no.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.